This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, as I always say. I know. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. You know, get your facts together so you don't sound like them. You know, I hate when you sound like them. Right? And then that way, then when you're out and you're talking to people and you're trying to make some sense of everything, you're trying to help them out as well, you won't come across as ignorant. Because the last thing you want to do, really, is give misinformation. They find out later that for all intents and purposes, you have no clue. You're no different than them. And we're trying not to be them, remember? I mean, in all sincerity and seriousness, we're trying not to be them. You're trying to educate someone. And that's the big deal. That's where we want to be. Always fun. I mean, seriously. It's always fun to talk to you guys, read your emails, get back to your emails. And I do appreciate the time that you spend reaching out to me, sending me notes. Lots of good stuff happening. I know it doesn't always sound like it, and you don't always feel like it, but there is. Lots of good stuff happening out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@habittherealside.com. And I do appreciate the time you are spending with us everywhere. All right. The ruling today, the Supreme Court's 9-0 ruling, in favor of President Trump. You can't keep him off. The people have a right, and now one state has a right to keep him from running. And that's exactly what happened. That they deemed the 14th Amendment, or you know, Section 3, to be a federal issue, and that Congress would have to deal with it, not the states. But legal experts are pouring in from all over the place. The court showed a divided nation that we remain bound by shared constitutional values. That's according to Jonathan Turley, the George Washington Law Professor. He said, after all the years we've spent in this republic, we came to a point where these states claimed that they could unilaterally bar a leading presidential candidate from ballots to prevent people from voting. Yeah, that's never what our founding fathers had in mind. Never. The court struck with us, well, here anyway, they struck strong. It appears that they were unanimous. Indeed, I don't think some of you really understand and or realize, right, what a big deal this is when you get a 9-0 verdict, or a 9-0 opinion, I should say, on this kind of thing. And a whole bunch of people earlier waited on this thing. Remember all ahead of time when they were saying the only, the Colorado Supreme Court, they finally got it right. It's the only constitutional acceptable decision you could come up with. Yeah. Like all these Facebook lawyers that think they got it all together. They weren't making, come on, can we just be honest with this stuff? They weren't making legal arguments. They're like making political ones. They start to think, you know, okay, how should this happen? How should this pan out? Right? This is what I think, and that's the only right decision you could possibly come up with. That's where they're at. No, thank you. Look, I don't always agree with them I don't always like what they come up with. But if it's based on what the Constitution says, how can you fight it? How can you argue it? You can change it, but you do it the right way. They gave us the ability to change it, not so much. And they did that so we wouldn't ignore it. So we wouldn't ignore something we didn't like. E.A. Shapiro, Director of Constitutional Studies at the Manhattan Institute, told a local news source that the unanimous Supreme Court, they got it right. States can't create a patchwork of ways that disqualify. You know, think about this. Because Republicans have them too. When you have if you had the majority of the legislature in a state, you could keep, you could, in essence, all get together and decide who you were going to let to run for president while the people were left out of discussion. Right? Regardless, in a polarized time of record lows, right, nobody trusts these institutions. Nobody trusts the government anymore at all, in the least. Right? I think it's a good thing, not because I'm a supporter of Donald Trump. I would have the same argument about Joe Biden or Billy Bob Clinton or any one of them. And Obama. Let the people decide. Let the people decide who runs. Let the people decide who gets in. Although I don't have a whole bunch of faith in the people. Sorry if you're some of those people who don't do their homework, who strictly vote on DNR. And don't take the time to really find out what the candidate's voting record was. Seriously. Be back in a few minutes. You're stuck with me. I am Joe Messina, your host. A lot of news breaking today. A lot coming across. AOC got accosted by some pro-Palestinians. I don't know how that happens. Be back in a few to discuss.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
To help you maneuver this mess. It's crazy. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Thank you so much for being with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And yes, to some of the questions I'm hearing, no state can now keep him from the ballot. This is not just a Colorado ruling, because every one of these states that are trying to pull him from the ballot are using the exact same message, the exact same law. If they had people that had two brain cells that worked, they would turn around and they would actually how do I say it? They would actually use different versions to try to nail him. And then every one of them would have been brought forward. You know what I'm saying? Every one of them would have been dealt with separately. That easy. Okay, AOC steps in it, which I am totally okay with. There were pro-Palestinian protesters waiting for her, I guess, when she came out of a movie. I guess you can't hide, right? So a group of pro-Palestinians on Monday, they accosted Representative AOC, I'm not going to say her name, and her fiancé outside a movie theater in Brooklyn. They demanded that she call Israel's offensive a genocide. Now, last I checked, a genocide was when you were trying to wipe out a group of people, you know, Jews or Italians, whatever, right? At least that's what I was always taught. Well, if you got a terrorist group, I guess when Trump went to wipe out ISIS, does that mean he was trying to commit genocide on ISIS? I don't believe so. He was trying to take out the bad guys, period. They're not trying to wipe out the quote-unquote Palestinian people. They're trying to wipe out Hamas. Nothing wrong with that. Now, there was a video that was out showing the protesters, of course, phone in hand, because they want to get everything she said, how she said it. One of the protesters was yelling at her, saying, "You refuse to call it genocide." Right? One of the people in the background could be heard saying, let me see. Oh, man, whoever wrote this did a terrible job with it. Anyway, she was running around, AOC was running around looking at them saying, "I need to tell you, this is not okay. You being here like this is not okay." But you know what? It was okay when they were doing it to Republicans. It was okay when they were doing it to the SCOTUS judges. Remember that? That was all fine. But when it falls in their lap, all of a sudden it's different. It's not okay that there's genocide happening and you're not actively against it, one protester yelled at her. She doesn't know how to run away. She really, I'll walk away. Right? The protesters followed her everywhere. They followed her up and down the escalators, constantly yelling at her. Right? I would have just kept walking. Seriously. Now, they're telling us over 30,000 people are dead on the Hamas side. We don't have any numbers from Israel, and we're being told that those numbers aren't real. So we're going to, let me see, we're going to believe Hamas, who went in unannounced, killed a bunch of babies and a bunch of Israelis, brutally beat them, sexually assaulted them, right? After telling us that there's no guns and no weapons inside of hospitals and schools, we find guns and weapons inside of hospitals and schools. I'm just trying to figure out where do you draw the line of who's telling the truth and who isn't? Right? The protesters chased her and her fiancé all around the place. Now, at one point, her fiancé pleads with the protesters to stop. Because, you know, that's exactly what they're going to do, right? Seriously. I find all this just hilarious. When they receive it, when it comes in against them, all of a sudden, it's bad. It's terrible. Shouldn't be doing this. When they're doing it to Republicans, all of a sudden, people are saying, you know, hey, do people have freedom of speech? Right? You're a public figure. You ran for office. You better be ready for this. Now, I've never had a group of people chase me around, but I've had one or two parents chase me around, wanting me to change a vote or calling me names because of a vote I took. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I get a kick out of them, especially like this. Right? When they don't have all the facts, or they've been fed a bunch of facts. This is why you're so careful when you send your kids to school, when you send your kids to college. This is why you got to be careful. You don't know what they're being taught. You don't know how deep they're getting into your son or daughter's head. You ask questions. You find out what they learned, what courses they're taking. Really? Oh, well, what are you learning in that class? You know, help me understand. That's always the best way to do it. Always come at it from a standpoint of I call it the Columbo way of approaching things. I'm not as smart as you. I don't understand it. Explain it to me. I can't tell you how often. Maybe 8 out of 10 times. Somebody explaining to me their point of view, they're like, yeah, that doesn't make sense. I'm okay with that. If that's what it takes, fine. Now, as you know today, the Supreme Court, in case you didn't catch it in the first hour, they issued a stay against Texas law that expands police powers to detain migrants. It's only a temporary halt, not permanent. It was signed by Associate Justice Samuel Alito. Right? It's actually been stayed till March 12th. Now, the move from the Supreme Court came after the Department of Justice asked the court to temporarily block enforcement, right, because it's their job to do this. Problem is, they're not doing it. It'd be so nice for them if they would do their job finally. It's again, just amazing. Now, you have others that truly, 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 look, there were ways to come in legally. There were ways for them to make a way for themselves to come into this country. Why are they refusing to do it? I don't understand. Anyway, we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump hailed the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Monday, the court's decision in Colorado's case barred his removal over insurrectionist claims, effectively halting similar attempts by other states. A fallen utility pole is suspected to have sparked the largest wildfire in Texas history. Several lawsuits and property insurance claims assert that Xcel Energy neglected to inspect and maintain their equipment. The blazes engulfed more than 1 million acres of land and claimed 2 lives. JetBlue and Spirit have decided to cancel their merger. The decision follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked the $3.8 billion agreement. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's how you win. Right? You know the mantra. We were talking about the SCOTUS. They stayed a law until, I think it's March 12th. That allows police to arrest, detain illegal immigrants. Now, I love this. I don't want to beat it to death, but I'm going to a little bit. Right? Last week, Abbott said he refused to back down in their fight to protect our state. The judge had temporarily blocked the law through a preliminary injunction. And they, I guess that they appealed to the Supreme Court on that. Now, Jody Arrington, a representative out of Texas, said, look, the law was intended to stop the chaos, stop the craziness at the border. You know, and to any honest, objective person living in this country, Biden has opened the floodgates. He doesn't seem to care about who's coming in, how, when, what they've done, what they're doing, what their background is. It doesn't seem to bother him at all. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're from, this should be a problem. Right? That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. If they're not going to protect us, if they're not going to go out of the way to make sure that we're safe, then why should we listen to them? Seriously. It makes absolutely no sense for us to sit here and allow them, when I say them, I'm talking about the federal government. If they're going to stand there while we get massacred, if they're going to stand there while there's an invasion, if they're going to stand there while somebody's robbing a bank, that's a problem. Don't you, or am I wrong? Again, just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. get engaged. I'm sorry. You guys are so, you throw so much at me at one time, I can't keep up with it all. Right? A little more. You want some Fannie Williams? Fannie Willis news? I'm actually enjoying her more and more. When she struts her stuff out there, because, you know, she's all that in a bag of chips. Just ask her, she'll tell you. I think she's done. This is my personal opinion. Another witness has come forward with explosive information on Fannie's illicit affair with Nathan Wade. The Trump, you know, she hired this guy to hunt down Trump and get what he needed to get on her. So Trump RICO co-defendant Dave Schaefer, in a new court filing, alleges that Cobb County, Georgia prosecutor Cindy Lee Yeager overheard Fannie telling her lover's attorney, Terrence Bradley, to be quiet about her affair. Keep her mouth shut. Oh, so now she's being deceitful. Right? Yeager's willing to testify under oath about when Fannie Willis' relationship with Nathan Wade began. From in or around August of 2023 through January of 2024, Yeager had numerous in-person and other conversations with the attorney, Terrence Bradley, in which information related to the district attorney, Willis, and Mr. Wade was discussed in the court filings. Wade had definitely began a romantic relationship with Ms. Willis during the time that Ms. Willis was running for district attorney. That's how far back they go, right? Now, Yeager's testimony lines up with witness Robin Yerdy's testimony. You know, it's better off when you have two or three people that know. Some say some were trying to paint a picture that the relationship didn't start until after the investigation started. However, most people that were close and knew know that the relationship started way earlier than that. You could even tell that the lawyer, Terrence Bradley, he was the divorce attorney. But he knew when the relationship started. And when they started asking him questions about it, he started sweating like crazy. And he didn't start sweating like that on any other question in any other way. All right? And she lied. So both Wade and Fannie lied. And if they lied under oath in a court, especially the courts that they're supposed to represent, am I wrong here to say that their licenses should be pulled? No, in all sincerity. Now, Trump has a co-defendant, Michael Roman. His defense attorney, Ashley Merchant, she's been subpoenaed to appear before Georgia State Senate Committee investigating the wrongdoing by the Fulton County District Attorney. Who? Fannie Willis. I'm sorry, Fawny. I don't know how they get that. But here you have attorney, and anybody on the left going crazy? Anybody? They're lying. They're telling stories. I mean, seriously. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. For many of you in these Super Tuesday states, right, tomorrow's the day. Don't let your vote. Don't let your vote, right? Don't let it get lost. Don't let it not be counted. Okay? Get involved. Get engaged. Pay attention. Take it. Drop it off now. Too late to mail. I think it's too late to mail it in. So I'm saying as long as it's postmarked by tomorrow night, you're good. Yeah. Just drop it off locally. Find out where your drop-off point is. Really. And again, make sure it gets counted. If you truly want to change, some of you are screaming and yelling about this. If you really want to change, then do something to make the change. Okay, that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Maine, the Secretary of State there, she made all kinds of nasty faces and everything else. She's decided, yeah, right, she's decided, to withdraw Trump's ballot ban in the wake of the SCOTUS decision. She went through, let me see, she said, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that individual states lacking authority to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment with respect to federal offices, so I will abide by their ruling. Gee, that's nice of you, thank you. She went on to say, I hereby withdraw my determination that Mr. Trump's primary petition is invalid. As a result of the modified ruling, votes cast for Mr. Trump in the March 5th presidential primary election will be counted. So apparently he's on many of these ballots, but they won't be counted. Or they would not have been counted. Now, according to the writer, the case raises questions whether states, in addition to Congress, may also enforce Section 3. We conclude that states may disqualify persons holding or attempting to hold state offices. But states have no power under the Constitution to enforce Section 3 with respect to federal offices, especially the presidency. So they can't deal with, you know, congressmen, senators, and the president. Right? Responsibility for enforcing sections against federal office holders and candidates rests solely in the hands of Congress and not in the states. So, they went on to say specifically, the judgment of the Colorado Supreme Court therefore cannot stand. End of discussion. Basically, only Congress has the power to make this happen. They would have to take him up, find him guilty of insurrection, and then ban him. About time. I mean, about time somebody clarifies. Because this would have kept going on and on and on and on and on. And they know. They know when they do this stuff that they're out of line. Joe Messina, your host. Doug O'Farr, a lot more coming up after the break with me, Joe Messina.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
He said it, I didn't. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. All right, so my left-leaning friends, I got some questions for you. They're always all over Republicans and them doing something wrong or saying something wrong. They need to be thrown in jail for life, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, Menendez, remember this guy? I mean, he's accused of all kinds of stuff. And I realize he's only been accused, but he's so deep into it. There's no way this guy's getting away with everything. A federal judge on Monday rejected Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat out of Jersey. He claimed that the search warrants executed on his home were unconstitutional. That's right. Judge Sidney Stein ruled Monday that the search warrants used to investigate Mendez's emails and search his home were not unconstitutional. I mean, you'd be like Trump's, where they just went through everything, even though it wasn't specifically on the search warrant. His lawyers had previously argued that the evidence collected was illegal, or illegally obtained, I should say, and he alleged that the prosecutors actively distorted the evidence. Now, Menendez's attorney said the warrants were riddled with material misrepresentation and omissions that deceived the authorizing magistrate. Because the DOJ's never done that before, but whatever. Stein rejected the argument. He ruled that Menendez failed to prove that the warrants were purposely misleading. Prosecutors said the FBI agents had discovered $100,000 in gold bars, $480,000 in hidden cash while executing a warrant. He was indicted on, bribery charges. Because, I don't know if you knew this, but don't they get paid in gold bars and cash as a... Yeah, I thought so. I don't know. Oh, God. Last fall, they accused him and his wife of bribery. They accepted more than $600,000 in bribes from a group of New Jersey businessmen on behalf of the interests of Egypt. So Menendez is also accused of acting as a foreign agent of Egypt between June 18 and June 22. Earlier this year, a second superseding indictment alleged that he accepted gifts, right, for aiding a foreign government. Now, the New Jersey Democrat and his wife, they pleaded not guilty, obviously. That's what you do. He also rejected arguments by one of three businessmen charged in the case, Walif Hanna, who had also raised a challenge to one of the search warrants. Menendez and Hanna have failed to make substantial preliminary showing of material misrepresentation, so they stand. Right? Now, I love this. To get a search warrant, he said they had to have cause. They had to have proved cause. No. They only have to have probable cause. Now, again, if this was a Republican, not only would the Democrats be called for him to be removed or voted out or censored or whatever, but his own party would be doing it. Right? You just look at this. And you say to yourself, hey, this is proof positive. You can prove it over and over and over and over and over again. Right? if it was the left, if it was a Trump, this thing would have been, or a Republican. It'd be 7x24 news. You know it. I know I keep saying it. I want to drive it home until it almost makes you crazy. Another thing that ought to get your dander up, as they say. The U.S. is now going to sell off the entire Northeast gasoline supply reserve because we haven't done enough damage to our reserves already. So we can't drill here, right? We can't work here to become energy sufficient, self-sufficient to a big way, as we already are, really, if we're just allowed to get it. Under the bill providing funding for the U.S. Department of Energy, this latest one, 1 million barrels of government strategic reserve for petroleum would be sold off. It's the same amount as the NGSR, which is located in New York Harbor, Boston, Massachusetts, and South Portland, Maine. Upon the completion of such sale, the Secretary of Energy shall carry out the closure of the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve. Let's close them all down, make them almost impossible to open again under new regulations, so that we can never be self-sufficient. I hope Trump is making a list of all of these, every single one of them. And I think he needs to do what Joe Biden did when he got in there. Every single executive order needs to be scrubbed, turned around, gotten rid of. Okay? And when you're done with that, no, seriously, Congress needs to get off its lazy behind and pass laws on these. Turn them into laws. Make it harder for them. Make it harder for the next president to walk in and just wipe these things out. And they tried to do that. I don't know if you know this. They tried to do that in the Senate bill, too. Make it so that Trump couldn't stop funding Ukraine when he got in. Take the power away from the president to do what's specifically given to him in the Constitution. Isn't that awful great of them? Right? Just amazing. All right, relax, Joe. The proceeds of the sale will be deposited in the Treasury, the general fund, and used. They don't even tell you what they're going to use it for. Right? No, it doesn't. I read this earlier. I didn't see it then either. Now, House Speaker Mike Johnson threw his weight behind the bill, saying that they secured key conservative policy victories. However, he could still face a rebellion from the GOP. He struggled to get these bills passed in the past. And I can see why. I really can. Right? Some conservative members have been critical of the bill. They voted against a short-term extension. I don't blame them. Look, they can do this. They can do this long-term. Okay? Enough. The Obama administration established the NGSR following the destruction caused by the Superstorm Sandy in 2012. Left many Northeast homes without gasoline. So Obama put it in, and now Biden sees a reason to take it out. Well, Joe, I guess that proves it all working together. No, it doesn't. Not at all. Proves that Obama had a good idea, and Biden decided to destroy it. Okay? Now, the reserve is intended to provide short-term supply to the region. Right? In an October 23rd report, the DOE noted that the that had never been used would provide minimal relief to a shortage condition and cost around $16 million a year to maintain. So what does that mean? Why not be ready now? A May 2022 report by the Government Accountability Office found that the DOE's reserve in the Northeast were not well suited to address the risks of supply disruptions, and that it actually contained less than 2 days of consumption. Well, based on what, though? People aren't going to be driving in craziness. You won't need as much fuel. Right? Now, the United States' total strategic reserve numbers are over 360 million barrels. I don't know how that rolls out to. On my understanding, those we use over 10 million gallons of gasoline a day. 10 million gallons. Many argue that it would leave the region vulnerable to supply disruptions. Right? Cyber attacks on the pipeline we've been worried about. Actually, we should be worried about cyber attacks on pretty much everything. We don't have, I just found out the other day, that when it comes to cybersecurity or cyber ops, if you would, for every one cyber ops person we have in the U.S., China has 32. Yeah, 32 to 1. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. Yeah, let that sink in for a few minutes. Well, Newsom, I think there's an ulterior motive here. And you know what? I think I'm going to save it for the next segment. And I say that because this is a good story to hang out on. I mean, I don't know if Newsom is trying to tank Joey B or really believe some of the garbage he's putting out. Now, I got to believe he wants to tank Joey. He wants to prove that Joey can't handle it. And you can see that more and more in the upcoming primary. I myself have not been able to work this whole thing through. It's too late to pull him out. Even if he pulls out himself, Joey B, that is. Where does that leave us? What do the Dems do? Who do they put up? I know some of you guys think you already know, but it isn't as easy as you think it is. At least I found out it isn't as easy as you think it is. Okay, you're listening to Zoma City Show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll talk about how Governor Newsom has a plan for Joey B and Donald Trump. You won't believe it. Well, maybe you will believe it. Zoma City, your host. Don't go far. Be back in a few.